You're listening to Beyond Bourbon Street, an insider's guide to New Orleans. Beyond Bourbon Street is the podcast where we explore the food, music, culture, places, and people that make New Orleans unique. Whether you are planning a trip, living in New Orleans, or simply wanting a taste of the Crescent City from wherever you are, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, Mark Bologna.
Hi, this is Mark. Welcome to episode 120. Today's episode's a solo show. It's the first of two parts where I'll use the ABCs as a roadmap for enjoying New Orleans. Today, you'll hear interesting stories, history, and facts about New Orleans through the lens of the alphabet. I thought it'd be a fun challenge for me and a different way of generating ideas for things to do and New Orleans history for you, whether you're here. We're recording this in September of 2020, still in the midst of COVID. So whether you're here or you are away and just sort of pining for a way to experience New Orleans. The last episode was all about craft beer here in New Orleans. I was joined by Chris Marshall, the founder of Get Your Beer Bearings. It's a business and a community focused on Louisiana and Gulf Coast beer. We talked about many local breweries, trends in local beer, and a whole lot more. If you missed it, go back and give it a listen, and be sure to join his Facebook community and check out his videos of the Beer of the Week. They're really great. Today's episode is sponsored by our Patreon supporters. If you love the podcast, the Facebook group, and the work I'm doing, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. Find out more at beyondbourbonst.com/Patreon. We'll have a link in the show notes, too. But for the price of a cup of coffee or a beer or two, you can help me continue to share my lens on New Orleans. And if you pledge $10 or more per month, we'll mention you on the show, like Kimberly Steinmetz, Ellen Lambert, Derek Hazier, who's a friend that I have known since kindergarten. So thank you, Derek. Megan Kane, Angela McCullough, Joe Murphy, and one of our $25 a month or more float captains. So when you contribute $25 a month or more, you reach the float captain tier, and that includes Mr. Joe Sweeney. We've had so many new members, we'll mention some more at the back end of the show. We're also sponsored today by our Beyond Bourbon Street partners, NOLA Boards, Coast Roast Coffee. My wife and daughter just made a great little video doing, they made the iced tea from Coast Roast, so you can see that over in the Facebook group. NOLA T-Shirt Club of the Month, plus some new partners. We have Jessica Gawley over at Honey Island Swamp Kayak Tours, which is something you can do during Corona right now and do it safely. We have The Occasional Wife. They do everything from estate sales to helping you move. They have a physical shop where you can buy used goods. It's great when you move to New Orleans and you need some new things to furnish your place. And last but not least, my friend Elizabeth Pierce, owner of Drink and Learn Cocktail Tours, has recently started some virtual happy hours where she teaches you to make drinks and also gives you some history about the drinks and New Orleans along the way. We just did two events with her for our patrons, and she is now part of our partner program. So thank you, Elizabeth. With that, let's jump into our discussion. As I mentioned, I'm recording this in September of 2020, still in the midst of COVID. Lots of you ask in the Facebook group about things to do in New Orleans right now and how to experience the city from afar if you can't make it. The obvious answer to the latter part of that question is listen to this podcast and share it with all your friends. Plus the Facebook group, the Beyond Bourbon Street Crew, K-R-E-W-E, and my Instagram page over at Beyond Bourbon ST. But beyond that, I came up with this idea of challenging myself to think about the city through the lens of the alphabet. As a result, I thought about each letter and how I could tie it into New Orleans in a way where you could either experience that thing in person, from afar, or learn something, or some combination. Since the alphabet's 26 letters, of course, the English alphabet, I'm going to break it into two episodes. It also might become a semi-regular approach I use to provide a lens on New Orleans. I just like to use different sort of things that don't have anything to do with New Orleans as a challenge, like the alphabet, to kind of take a fresh look at the city. So with that, let's jump in. Again, we'll go in order. Today, we're going to cover the letters A through M. And as I thought about this, I thought about eat, drink, see, do, streets and interesting places, and sometimes just lanyap a little bit extra. I won't cover all those things for every letter of the alphabet, of course, but we'll just kind of pop around and see how we go. So with that, let's start with the letter A. couple things. When it comes to eating, I certainly think about andouille sausage. And again, you can get one theme you're going to hear is I tried to think about things you can do that don't require going in places or that you can do remotely, or if you do come visit, that you can do. So there'll be some crossover there. But andouille sausage. Basically, andouille is a pork sausage that is cured in cayenne pepper, among other things. And so you high fat content and that spiciness. New Orleans, particularly La Place, just outside of New Orleans, is known for their andouille and smoked sausages. And there are lots of good ones, but it is a product that you can get in a lot of places. I used to live in Minnesota, and I could buy a good andouille sausage. And that can be the foundation for a lot of New Orleans dishes, whether you make yourself a version of a po' boy, or you make gumbo or jambalaya. Andouille is a great base for that. I also thought about the classic drink, absinthe, which was banned for many, many years and is now not banned. But absinthe is something that you can find and also find a drink with. In terms of see and do, a couple of things jumped out at me too, kind of contradictory in a way, is Audubon Park. Lots to do there that's free, from walking around and or riding a bike. You can play golf, which does cost money, of course. You can go hang out at the Labyrinth in the back, and I'm going to talk about that, I think, under L. But that's pretty cool. You can certainly go out on the river. Again, some of this is going to overlap with past shows as well as things I'll talk about later. But Audubon Park, plenty of things to do, plenty of things to do for free. Similarly, Armstrong Park, and I don't know if the gates are open. They've been open and closed. But that's where Congress Square is, and there's some interesting memorials and monuments. There's a statue of Big Chief Tootie Montana, who played a big role right after Katrina in trying to bring Mardi Gras Indian culture back, and also famously had a heart attack and then died in the council chamber, surrounded by other Mardi Gras Indian chiefs as they were arguing about getting some rights and sort of permits and things like that. So those two parks, when you're thinking about A, I tried to think of interesting street names in New Orleans, some of which you can experience and some you might just want to know. Ones that came to mind are Annunciation, Arabella, which is one of my favorite street names, and then Audubon Place. Audubon Place is right next to Tulane University. It runs right into, in fact, you access it from St. Charles Avenue, and it's the most exclusive street in the city. It's closed to visitors, so you and I cannot drive on it or even walk into Audubon Place. It's home to many of the wealthiest of the wealthy of New Orleans, including the Bensons, or I guess now Ms. Rita Benson, who's the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans, football and basketball teams, respectively. It is also home to Morris Bart, who is a famous, or at least New Orleans famous, personal injury attorney. Bob Dylan once owned a home on Audubon Place. So you can't really see more than peeking through the front gates will let you see the front house. But other than that, it's kind of hands off. Maybe there's somebody on the show or listening to the show that's been to a house there or that lives there. I would love to hear from you if either is the case. And then just a little bit of Lanyap. Somebody that I think you ought to follow if you don't is James Cullen, who goes by the name Accidental Cajun, hence the A. James has been a guest on the show and is going to be a guest again. He does a phenomenal job of capturing the culture of New Orleans, particularly Black culture. He has a way with his camera of capturing not only the brilliance and the fire and the energy of Mardi Gras Indian culture and Second Lines in particular, but the faces. And James has a lot of friends in that community, and so they tend to light up for him. But I think there's something about just the way he shoots through that lens that is phenomenal. James has a Patreon account. You can also buy his work directly. He's a definite follow on Twitter and Instagram. And he is not a native New Orleanian, although he is a New Orleanian. He's been here for years and loves the city as much as anyone. But he is definitely worth a follow. So if you are trying to get your fix of New Orleans beyond the podcast and the things that I offer, check out James's work. And if you can throw a couple dollars his way, that'd be appreciated. I know he would appreciate it. But additionally, check out his work. I'm refinishing a home office, and I'm going to be purchasing some of his images of Mardi Gras Indian culture to spice up my room and make me smile. So there you go on the A's. Moving on to the letter B, a couple things jump out at me. First, everyone's going to think of beignets, and I'm going to challenge you to go try stuffed praline beignets from Loretta's. I think it's on Royal Street in the Marigny, just outside the French Quarter. They are phenomenal. I tend to be a purist, but I'm telling you, stuffed praline beignets are to die for. If you're not in New Orleans, there are plenty of beignet recipes, and if you follow me in the Facebook group, you recently saw that my daughters and I made what we call beignets, but like an easy version using the cheapest buttermilk biscuits you can find, the kinds that come in a can, usually a couple wrapped together, shrink wrapped together. So that's a lot of fun. But you can get beignets, or you can make beignets. You can also buy the Café du Monde mix. But we love to make the kind of cheap version. Here in town, we love to go get beignets, but stuffed praline beignets are worth a trip too. Other things that start with a B in terms of eating, bananas Foster. I think kind of a difficult dish to make at home, but maybe not. The Café Reconcile, which is doing takeout food, has a fabulous bananas Foster bread pudding. I'm not a huge bread pudding lover, but I love this one, and the sauce is just tremendous. I recently celebrated a 50th birthday and let that linger for a couple of days, and so as part of it, I got some bananas Foster bread pudding. And then I on my birthday, which was Wednesday the 16th, we had takeout from Brightson's. My friend Chef Frank Brightson, who was a guest on an earlier episode of the show, is doing takeout, and we had veal parmesan that was not only fabulous, but plentiful and more than reasonably priced. So it was a great way to support him. And also, since we couldn't go out to a big dinner, which probably would have included Brightson's, we decided to get takeout. And I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but they have their system down pat. They have the packaging down pat. It was wonderful. And we got to enjoy it at home with the kids, which we probably would not have taken them to Brightson's. Kind of in the eat and drink category is Brats Y'all down in the Marigny in the Bywater area. It's right next to Pizza Delicious, and it's Brats Y'all is a beer garden, German beer garden. Their inside is closed, but it's not the place you want to sit anyway. They have a nice outdoor space where I recently met a member of the Facebook community, actually, randomly, and her dog, Barley. But it's a German beer hall, so they think big steins, think fresh-made pretzels. It's a great place to go eat and drink. I was trying to get some work done there, doing some reading and some writing, as was the person I ran into. So that's a fun thing to do if you are here in town. We've mentioned the Batcher along the back of the Mississippi River, along the back of Audubon Park. Still one of my absolute favorite places to be. In the city, it's a good place just to relax, to watch the river traffic, any of those kind of things. I am joined. I see one of my daughters, Sophia, sneaking in here, so I'm not sure if she's going to make an appearance or not. In terms of streets, of course, you have Bourbon Street, Barone in the Central Business District, Basin, right in the middle of what was Storyville, and certainly associated with the foundation of jazz. And then you have Broad Street as well. A little bit of Lagniappe, you think about Bienville, certainly in the founding of New Orleans. And there is a Bienville Street, of course. Let's see, moving on to the letter C, crawfish etouffee, fried crawfish tails. Those last two particularly, you can often find crawfish in a lot of places that are sealed, the crawfish tails, and you can make a good crawfish etouffee with some fried crawfish tails sprinkled on top. That's one of my favorite ways to have crawfish etouffee anyway, but that's a dish you can make in a lot of places. C is also for cocktails, and one of our newest partners, Elizabeth Pierce, also a former guest, and her Drink and Learn cocktail tours. Because she can't do tours right now, she's kind of pivoted a bit, and she's doing virtual cocktail or virtual happy hours where she teaches you how to mix a cocktail. She gives you the recipe card. And then she also talks about the history of that drink and through it, often a little bit of the history of New Orleans through the cocktail. We did two events for our patrons recently with Elizabeth and learned how to make an old-fashioned and learned the history of the old-fashioned. It was a ton of fun. We're going to do a ticketed event in the near future with Elizabeth, but you can also do your own events with her. She does, I think, individuals or she does groups. I know my cousin, Kim Perrette at Jones Walker, recently hired Elizabeth to do a series of events for them. So that's a fun thing to do. Drink and learn, but cocktails, certainly you can make your own cocktail. And we often see in the Facebook group people doing their own riffs on New Orleans drinks. In terms of things to see and do if you're here, and again, I've tried to focus on things that are open or and or outdoors, so things you can do right now, even with the global pandemic. City Park, which we've done several episodes about, just a wonderful place to explore. Lots of things, whether you're a photographer, or you want to get beignets, or you want to have the kids run around, or you just want some quiet space. Within City Park is Kootiri Forest. It includes one of the highest points in the city, which is about 30 feet. It's a small forest, but it has some paths, and it is worth exploring. It's a nice way in the middle of the city just to kind of get away. And then I mentioned earlier, I mentioned the Rainbow Bridge, but that's in Crescent Park, which is downriver, right along the Mississippi River, but downriver from the French Quarter, an easy walk, like a block, a half a block from Bracciol, and Euclid Records is right there. But that is a really fun, if you're here and you want to experience New Orleans, knowing that lots of things are closed, go hang out, go up the Rainbow Bridge and take a great picture or take in the views of downtown from that angle downriver. Go for a walk or a run along Crescent Park. Really a nice thing to do, a nice way in the morning or the evening. And then you can go to Bracciol and get a beer. Streets with the letter C, Charters, Claiborne. And we're going to do an episode about Claiborne Avenue and the changes that happened in the 60s and 70s there. One of my favorite named streets in the city is Calliope to you, but Callio to people in New Orleans. That's how we would pronounce it. Also, of course, Canal Street and Carrollton Avenue. So those are all terrific streets with lots of interesting history and things on them. A little bit of Lagniappe. In the letter C is John Cleary. So he spells his first name J-O-N-C-L-E-A-R-Y. John has been doing a lot of stuff. Fabulous musician. But he's really embraced, what do you do in the time of COVID? He does a lot of stuff live. I'm a patron of his because I love seeing his live shows. And he does them often. He also does this, I forget what it's called, but it might be songwriter series, where he kind of gives lessons. I'm not sure lessons like you could learn to play the piano lessons, but he'll really dive into a song or a style. He was doing some of Alan Toussaint's work and some of Dr. John's recently, where he was kind of going through the progression with the keys and showing you how you get the sound that they produced and maybe why they did it, as well as his own music. I could, and I do spend a lot of time watching John Cleary, so that's a fun one, the letter C. John Cleary is one of those New Orleans musicians that you can enjoy right now, even though you can't see him in person. D, at first I struggled with this, and I thought Dauberge cake. That's a cake that I don't know is produced in many other places. It's thin, multiple layers, usually 7 or 8 layers with buttercream in between, or maybe like a fruit filling. Dauberge cake. But then I thought about Dixie beer. I know some people are frustrated with the name change, but I have been talking to them. I got to go out and tour the new brewery. The new beer is terrific. So they have a bunch of different beers, and it's all really good. They have kind of a craft program in the front of the house with like a 33-barrel. I think it's a 33-barrel system, whereas the big version in the back that produces the lager is a 100-barrel system, if I remember correctly. But they're producing, there's a, I don't know what's out and what's not, because I got to drink a lot of stuff. There's a couple versions of an IPA. There's a stout. I had their Café au Lait, and then their like fruit punch beer, which is really good. They're all really good. But that's something with a D, and those are things, I know they are moving back towards national distribution. So you can get the variety of Dixie beers in a lot of different places, with more to come, because I know that's their goal. D always makes me think of daiquiris. It's a little weird right now. New Orleans is one of the places that you can't get a go cup, whereas normally we're one of the only places where you can walk around with a drink. But you can still go to the drive-thru daiquiri and get a daiquiri. So D is definitely for daiquiri. Interesting streets include Decatur, Dauphine, and Desire, of course, of Tennessee Williams fame. Let's see. I need to take a quick drink of water here. Thank you. Number E, or letter E, number 5. Fried eggplant at Oak Oven. So Oak Oven Cafe is a tiny little place in the former Popeyes. And now that I've told you that, if you ever go, you'll instantly be able to see how it looks like an old Popeyes. It's in Harahan or River Ridge, so it's outside of New Orleans proper. It's actually in Jefferson Parish. It might seem like an odd choice, but they have great Italian food, and their fried eggplant is wonderful. It's really hot, temperature hot. They usually serve it on a paper bag to kind of absorb the grease with a ton of cheese. It's delicious, and some red sauce to dip it in. It's good. We've even gotten it to go. Food's always better in person, but it's good to go. There are lots of places that do great fried eggplant. Katie's comes to mind in Mid-City. Liuza's in Mid-City. I know Katie's is open. I don't know about Liuza's. But fried eggplant at Oak Oven is the first place I thought of, and off the beaten path. So if you're looking to do something different and you have a car, go check them out. That's not a paid advertisement. It's just an endorsement because I love the food there. In terms of see and do, I don't know if it's open, but the Edgar Degas House on Esplanade Avenue, which also covers an E, really interesting. Degas spent some time in New Orleans. Some of his work is on display at the New Orleans Museum of Art, but there's a nice history and sort of a nice photo opportunity to go check out the Degas House on Esplanade. Interesting streets, as I mentioned, Esplanade Avenue, which is the downriver edge of the French Quarter, and runs straight into, it goes from the Mississippi River straight into the New Orleans Museum of Art and City Park. So it's a fun place to wander. And along there you have some places that are starting to open back up, like Port of Call. You have a place when it is open has great live music, and that's Bufa's Lounge. But it's just an interesting walk. There's also a sign on Esplanade close to the river now, highlighting that it was a place where slaves were brought off the ships and sort of lined up to be sold. And so there's that part of the history there. Other streets with an E, Elysian Fields. I need to look into the history of why it's called Elysian Fields, but it happens to be the street that I went to high school on, where Brother Martin is. It's one of the streets that goes from the river to the lake. And I just think it's interesting, along with the Muses streets here in New Orleans, that choice of Elysian Fields as a name. And then one of my favorite photo spots in the French Quarter is Exchange Alley. That place is where the Pelican Club is, as well as a well-known vegan vegetarian restaurant called the Green Goddess. It's where Bovolo Lights are. Bovolo or Bevolo, I always screw that up. They make the ironwork gas lights. I don't know if their little museum is open, but they have a wonderful small museum where they're usually working, and you can access that from the alley. But Exchange Alley is a great picture spot. When people ask me for unique places to get engaged in the city, I often offer up Exchange Alley as one possibility. But it's certainly a little worth a quick walk in the French Quarter in Exchange Alley. And right now, when there's not many people, is an even better time probably to take some photos there. A little bit of Lagniappe, I'll mention with the letter E, my friend Elizabeth Pierce again, who's just a lovely New Orleanian and the owner of Drink and Learn. Moving on to F. Gosh, I'm surprised we're already at about 20 minutes. F, the first things I thought of are Ferret Street. Ferret Street is kind of in the uptown Carrollton area, depending on where you are on Ferret Street. Lots of places to eat there, including Hi Hat is a favorite. Company Burger is doing a nice job with outdoor seating, and they have good burgers. There's several restaurants along there, both like breakfasty places and coffee places, as well as places for lunch or dinner. Cure, fabulous cocktails there. So I guess they could have fit under C, but they're on Ferret Street. Then changing it up, you've heard me, if you're a longtime listener, you've heard me talk about Fiorella's on Franklin Avenue. So now I'm adding alliteration to the whole thing. Fiorella's is in the old Teddy's Grill, which was my family's restaurant. It's in our building. But in terms of restaurants that start with an F, you could go far, far, far worse than Fiorella's. Fiorella's is one of my favorite places. and they also make terrific fried chicken. My dad's place, Teddy's Grill, was there and was known for its fried chicken, and Fiorella's fried chicken is excellent, and like my dad's, is made to order. Other things to see and do include, of course, the French Quarter and the French Market. Streets include Frenchman Street, home to great music, also Michael's Bicycle, or Bicycle Michael's. It's where my bike is currently being repaired since I broke a spoke and luckily did not tumble down the levee. Franklin Avenue, which is where Fiorella's is and where Teddy's Grill was, and I mentioned Ferret. Moving on to the letter G, of course, the first thing I think about is gumbo, and the weather dipped into the 70s here in New Orleans, which constitutes a cool front. The kids actually put the seat warmers on in the back of the car. I was a little embarrassed by that, but they're New Orleanians. Gumbo, of course, it could be filet gumbo, chicken and sausage gumbo, including andouille, like we mentioned earlier. Or okra, it could be anything, right? But gumbo is what I think of when I think of the letter G. In terms of streets, you have Gentilly, Girard, Gayoso. All interesting names. Gentilly reminds me, I should probably do an episode about Gentilly, or maybe when I get back to my Saturday morning walks on Facebook, maybe go over there. H is for Hi Hat. I mentioned Ferret Street a couple times. Hi Hat is a terrific restaurant, again with good fried chicken, and comfort food, I would say, with a New Orleans twist. They do a really good, I guess it's like a braised pork or pork shoulder, but their fried chicken's delicious. And they're open, and they're doing a nice job. And I know they're doing takeout. I think they're doing some limited seating. And again, it depends on when you listen to this. The rules are changing all the time. When it comes to drink, I just discovered a hibiscus rum by, I think it's Happy Raptor Distilling. I'm trying to get them on as a partner, by the way, because I think they're such a good fit. You can buy both their bottles of rum, which go from a white rum to gold rum to the hibiscus. They're just about to release a Bananas Foster's rum and a couple others. But you can buy a bottle of rum, or you can buy pre-mixed cocktails that are sealed, so they meet the requirement. And I think each sealed bottle has four drinks. But for about the same price, you could buy a whole bottle of alcohol. So I bought the hibiscus rum. And if I remember to do it, I'll put a picture of it in the show notes over at beyondbourbonst.com/120. It's interesting, the hibiscus, I generally don't like super floral drinks, but this one, they've moderated it a little bit with their gold rum. And so it's got some spiciness to it, and it's got just a hint of the floral. It's not overpowering. It's really good mixed with lemonade. So that's what I think of when I think of H. When I think of places to see and do, this one is one that people don't think about often. In Waldenburg Park, there is a Holocaust memorial. It's a fairly small and engraved wall that forms sort of a statue right out on the river in Waldenburg Park. But I think, one, it's free and it's outside, and so you can go see it during the time of COVID. But I think it's not only worth seeing, I think it's something that people don't think about here in New Orleans. And then in terms of a little bit of lagniappe, I would be remiss to talk about the letter H and not mention humidity. So it is rainy here as we're dealing with all these tropical storms in the Gulf of Mexico. But somehow it still manages to be pretty humid, and at least today with the temperature dropping, the humidity is dropping. But if you were to come here in August or even in most Septembers, you're going to be hit with a wall of humidity. Number nine, which is the letter I. This one I had a harder time with, and then I thought about ice. So ice is important in New Orleans for our cocktails and dealing with our heat. And the first commercially manufactured ice production facility was created here in New Orleans. So that shouldn't surprise anyone. They were shipping, as they were in many places, ice from New England area lakes, you know, chipping it off and putting it in containers on ships and bringing it here, and someone developed the ability to produce manufactured ice, and that first happened in the United States, right here in New Orleans. I makes me think of the word indulge, because we do tend to indulge, and I've done quite a bit of that this week in my 50th birthday celebration week. But we should also remember it's both the street and the man, Iberville, foundational to the city, of course, and I have not done. I did a podcast episode with Richard Campanella about the founding of New Orleans, and I did a separate one with first 300 years of New Orleans. And in both, we talked about Iberville and Bienville, but I haven't done an episode specifically about the brothers, and maybe that's one I need to add to the list and consider doing. Moving on to Jay, jambalaya. What I love about jambalaya is that it's a common dish. It's a dish you don't find in many restaurants here, but you can make with whatever you have on hand. So I like to use a good sausage or a good couple of different sausages, but my mom used to use sliced ham. If she had ham and it was a Sunday night and she was going to make jambalaya, she would just chop up the ham and put it in. You can use whatever vegetables. You can really, you know, there's traditional jambalaya recipes. And incidentally, I like the New Orleans cookbook by Richard and Rima Collin. You can find it used online. You can sometimes find it new online. It had been out of print for a while, but now I think they've reprinted it. But you can make jambalaya with almost anything you have. So that's my J. Jackson Square is closed right now, but right near there is Joan of Arc's statue. And that is, I think it's in Latrobe Park or Latrobe Square. That's interesting to go see and check out the connection between France and New Orleans. There's also a new art exhibit that's kind of immersive that I haven't been to yet called Jam Nola. It's a ticketed thing, and it's a little pricey. I think it's about $25, $29 maybe. But it's very Instagrammable, and they have worked with local artists to create kind of this immersive art installation. So I haven't checked it out yet, but I hear really good things about it. Under J and Streets, this might surprise you that we still have a Jefferson Davis Parkway, although the city council has recently voted to rename it. I grew up with Jefferson Davis Parkway and a Robert E. Lee statue, and I grew up right off Robert E. Lee Boulevard. And obviously all of those seem like more than outdated relics of the past, and given the division and the sort of trying to move forward today. But I thought it was interesting that we have a Jeff Davis Parkway, and of course we have a Jackson Avenue, as well as Jackson Square with the statue of Andrew Jackson. We also have a wonderful street called Julia in the what's now called the Arts District and the Warehouse District, and Julia is sort of the centerpiece of many of the art galleries and museums, and that's where White Linen Nights is held in the summer when we are able to hold it. So Julia is a pretty street and a pretty name. Maybe some lanyap, John Boutte. I haven't looked that closely, but if John Boutte or any of the Boutte's, Boutte, are performing live online, you should check them out. John has the loveliest voice in New Orleans. Seeing John in the gospel tent at Jazz Fest, or seeing him on a Sunday night, maybe with a couple of his sisters at Buffa's Lounge, is a little slice of heaven. I often think hearing John Boutte is like hearing, or it's like going to church for me. So check out John Boutte. Under the letter K, I struggled with this one at first, and then I remembered I have a new partner, Jessica Golly, who is from the, and this is going to blend a couple things, the Honey Island Kayak Tours. She does kayak tours of the Honey Island Swamp, which is about 30 or 40 minutes away from or outside of New Orleans, over towards Slidell, all kinds of wildlife and nature there. And so K is for kayak. You can also rent a kayak in a couple of places, including on Bayou St. John and from my friends at Canoe and Trail. They're renting right now in Covington. But if you want to go on a kayak tour of a swamp, and this is not the kind of airboat tour or the leaning over feeding alligators, although you are very likely to see an alligator with Jessica, K is for kayak. One of the more interesting street names with a K, and there aren't a ton here in New Orleans, but Kerouac. So, and then another bit of lanyap that also falls in the musical area. K, of course, is for Kermit Ruffins. Kermit has been doing a lot of online stuff, so you definitely want to be following him on social media and checking that out. And you can hire Kermit to play, either come to your house if you're local and sing and play Happy Birthday for you, or you can do that remotely now, I think. So he's embraced technology. But if you're feeling a little down about COVID, listening and watching some Kermit is a great way to take the edge off. L is for lanyap. Lanyap, of course, means a little something extra, or a little extra in French. it's kind of key to our culture here in New Orleans. You'd always get a little lagniappe. You know, maybe it's an amuse-bouche. Maybe it's a, when I was a kid, it would be an extra piece of fruit when we would go to the French market. You know, in the show, sometimes it's just a little bit something extra. The Lafitte Greenway is a wonderful thing to do anyway, but certainly during COVID, you can walk, or it's best on a bike. It goes down to the, I guess we'll say it starts on the back of the French Quarter, and it goes straight through the heart of Mid-City and into the edge of Lakeview. So along there, there's lots of street art and murals and playgrounds, and you start not far from 7-3 Distillery on Claiborne Avenue, and then you come very close to Parkway Bakery to buy you the beer garden. I don't know if it's open right now, but again, you pass, you come very close to Second Line Brewing too, that Chris Marshall talked about last week. And then you cross, you cross Bayou St. John. So you could deviate there, you could hang out there and take a break. But a perfect activity for COVID. And there's a good bicycle shop right there at Jefferson. It's on Jefferson Davis, or right off Jefferson Davis. But by the bayou right there, you have Bayou Bicycles. In terms of names of streets, Laurel is one of my favorites, but there's a Louisiana Avenue and a Lakeshore Drive. And we mentioned the word lagniappe, so that certainly falls under lagniappe. So our 13th letter, and you can see I'm stumbling a little bit now. I badly need to drink more water. Let's see. Number 13 is M. And when I think of the letter M in New Orleans, I think of muffaladas. I love a good muffalada from Central Grocery downtown. But the muffalada is something that is offered by many places. Napoleon House comes to mind. It's also one where if you can get the Italian bread, you can make a muffalada pretty much wherever you are. I also think about Markey's, which is a dive bar that's currently closed right now down in the Bywater, Marigny area, and the Mint Julep. In terms of neighborhoods, I love Mid-City. I was just talking about the Lafitte Greenway passing through Mid-City. Mid-City is also the home of City Park. Blue Oak Barbecue, who I think is doing a great job with outdoor dining, is in Mid-City. You also have Pandora's Snowballs. Toops Meadery, is there in Mid-City. Mid-City is a good place to explore because there's lots of outdoor space, lots of green space, and there are lots of restaurants that are open in that area, so that's a good area. In terms of street names, there's Mirabeau, which is in Gentilly. Market Street. So there's the Market Street Power Station, which is an abandoned power plant. I don't know if I posted it anywhere, but I had taken my drone up and around it recently. It's right on the river. But Market Street is an interesting old street in New Orleans, and actually very close to where Abraham Lincoln would have docked when he came here twice to sell his goods and ultimately probably sell the wood of the barge board of the boat that he was on. And then, of course, Magazine Street. Magazine Street is a great place to shop. You can go see our friends Jackie and John Abston at NOLA T-Shirt Club. But Magazine, some places are open, a lot of places are closed. It's still a beautiful street with a wonderful name, but it's a beautiful street to wander even right now. Lagniappe there with the M's, I'll say David Mora. He's a great follow if you just need a pick-me-up and want to see some of the happier images of New Orleans around town. He does great work and always good, particularly on Instagram and Twitter. So that's 13 letters. That's half of the alphabet. I'm going to stop there because you can hear my voice is faltering a little bit, and I've been able to hold off the children some, but that's not going to last much longer. As I mentioned, well, first of all, thanks for joining me today. I hope you're enjoying this kind of unique look at New Orleans, and I hope you'll come back for the second part. You can find show notes over at beyondbourbonst.com/120. You can also find discounts from our sponsors and partners and a link to become a Patreon supporter. Once again, if you love the podcast, the Facebook group, Instagram, the work I'm doing, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. You can find out more. Again, I'll have a link in the show notes, but Look, for the price of a cup of coffee or a beer or two, you can help me continue to share my lens in New Orleans. Right now, we're at about 175 patrons. We're trying to get to 200. As soon as we do that, we're going to release some content to all patrons, regardless of the level of support, because I want everybody to sort of enjoy as we do this. And if you can't support financially, that's fine. But if you can support, that helps everybody get to continue to enjoy the podcast. If you pledge $10 or more, I'll mention you on the show, like the people I mentioned earlier, and like J.D. Massey, Annette Castro, Tammy Grova, Loretta Davis, Carl Casarda, Kim Sitz, and Deidre Fountain.
New episodes are available every other Wednesday. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share it with someone else who loves New Orleans as much as you do. Until next time, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Thanks for listening to the Beyond Bourbon Street podcast. Find us anytime at beyondbourbonst.com.